Welcome everybody to Real Talk Radio. This is, of course, the Fresh Music Friday edition for May 8th, 2020, where we are going to be reviewing some music. We are going to start it off with a single that came out of an up-and-comer artist from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. They did release an album called Dua Lita's less than a year ago. Originally, I thought it was longer, but I guess time doesn't fly that quickly in some cases. But I am happy to have more music by this duo. But for those of you who aren't familiar with JS and KD Two Times, get familiar. Listen to that album. We did a review on that album as well. So you can definitely check that out. It's going to be in all of the links and so on below, beside, wherever you are listening this to. But we are now going to be breaking down their single that they just came out with called Matrix. And yeah, so we're going to break that down bar for bar as I did their album, because why not? And I'm certainly excited for it. So let's get to it, shall we?
You know, some of these niggas, they outlawed Bentleys and Jags and Benzes tomorrow, they'll cut their throat. But they can't get a bitch, man. They can't get a bitch without that shit.
So that clip right off there gives you context of what the track is going to be about. Originally, I didn't know who that clip was. Voice sounded very familiar. Come to find out that it is Pimp C, who's basically just alluding to that a lot of guys cannot get women without having fancy cars and fancy jewelry on. But KD starts us off and basically tells us that's how it is, right?
It is what it is, and that's how it goes. Say less, say no more. It is what it is, and that's how it goes. Digital dash on the freeway, dodging these hoes like the Matrix. Counting these numbers like an Asian. Switching lanes, no indication. Slaying hoes, no limitation. Been a sniper, got long range. She looking kinda nervous, it's target practice. Handshaking at the gun range. She's sucking me off, wanna suck it again. I'm fucking her good, now I'm fucking her friend.
Woo! Alright, that hits you hard. Great line right off the bat. It's basically alluding to everything that the song is about right there, pretty much. Digital dash on the freeway, dodging these hoes like the Matrix, counting these numbers like an Asian, switching lanes, no indication, slaying hoes, no limitation. And then I just love this line. Pure, raw, typical KD, but it's awesome. She's sucking me off and wants to suck it again. I'm fucking her good and fucking her friend. Oh, Jesus. I love it. It's just pure raw. It's pure KD. And just these raw lines that they've had, even in Dua Lita's, was dope. Absolutely enjoy it. Let's go on.
Dua Lita's got a feeling away. Pop 2 on the way.
That's right. Dua Lita's 2's is coming. Let's go.
Tag. Game don't lag when I go and get the bag.
Bag.
Don't gotta brag.
Nah.
Drip gotta wetter than a wet.
Rag.
Wet.
Like that line, don't gotta brag, drip got her wet than a rag. Although you're technically bragging, but I like it. It flows well. Let's keep going. I enjoy it.
Dodging hoes, I got limbo skills, no, I don't get caught.
So has anyone else associated the two between Limbo and Keanu Reeves' Matrix move? I never actually associated both of them together, but if I want to overanalyze, which of course is how I usually do things, if I do want to overanalyze when they're talking about the Matrix and talking about their game and how their drip got them wet, again, if I want to overanalyze, their Limbo is in style of the Matrix, therefore their Limbo being their suaveness of how they play the game, if you will. Again, totally overanalyzing, but that is what I do. JS, keep going.
Smell what I'm cooking like the Rock. Dua Lita's 2 already up in the pot.
Cooking like the Rock, I like it. Wrestling reference, I'm a wrestling fan. Let's go.
Fuck you thought, ugly niggas run the spot. Culture shock, you like what? UGK got me.
Still liking the vibe, not sure what you meant by ugly people running the spot. Is there another form of ugly that I'm not knowing? Are you referring to your appearance? Because that's very negative and you shouldn't think like that. Nothing but positive vibes. Not sure, maybe overanalyzing. Like the flow though, Line could have been maybe a little bit better.
Rolling down your block real slow. Bass bumping, pocket full of stones. You told my girl I was creeping on the low.
Yeah, so Pimp C, UGK, Bun B, still paying homage. Really dope. Honestly, I didn't even know about Pocket Full of Stones. I am not going to lie to you. I am sure I've heard it on movie soundtracks. But I really like how they're paying homage to UGK. And homage to Pimp C, of course, who passed away in 2006, 2007. And yeah, just really awesome. Love that flow. And that is going to be stuck in my head. And then I'm going to want to play this track. And then I'm going to want to play Pocket Full of Stones. So big ups to that. And big ups to Bun B and Pimp C. UGK, Underground Kings, is what that was called. And that's pretty dope. I like that.
Let me rap about right now. They want to know why I rap at my age. Let me break it down. I take care of my son. I'm not a deadbeat dad. I make money with my grind, so I got time up on my hands. And the fact that I can multitask got me rapping like I'm 21. Whack MCs, I buried them. Lay them in a ditch, get rid of them. Always on top when I'm on wax, like the fire on a candle. Use my lyrics like a Rambo. Through your speakers, I spit ammo.
Okay, all right. I like that. I'm liking his flow. He's into it. He's great. He's going at it. I like that. It's weird. I like the candle wax line, and then I don't like it because I feel like it's cheesy, but it also works really well. I'm always on top, like I'm on wax, like a fire on a candle. And then he spits ammo like Rambo. Liked it. Pretty cool. Again, I don't know. Like, I liked it. I feel like it could be cheesy, but I also thought with your flow, it worked really well. Again, overanalyzing, but I enjoyed it. I liked it. No hate. Not even hating either way. I enjoyed that.
I'm a different kind of mammal. No regard, we broke some ankles. Crack, crack, Michael Jack. Rest in peace to the king of pop.
So JS is with Michael Jackson, apparently. Don't know why I really added that, but I mean, it's fine. It's just there was no Michael Jackson talk at all. Cracking ankles. Don't necessarily get it, which relates to Michael Jackson, but it was
okay. I'm feeling myself, she feeling the drip, the Louis straight from France. Overseas flow, I'm talking Zurich or Japan. I like my hoes exotic, from their accent to their dance. Exploring all my options, Dora with Shanae bag. Applying pressure, nah nigga, don't need an advance. My cash straight, the paper loaded, it's never flagged. The way I play the corner, you would swear that I slay. Beijing thing with Fenty ass, that's my shawty.
Okay, so I like how KD comes in. I'm enjoying that. It is cool. It sounds to me like it's a chorus, but then the chorus goes too long, and then it's a verse, and then it ends. So I'm confused. It almost could be like, I feel like it's maybe incomplete, or if they're... It's an intro song, perhaps, but then how do you end on that kind of intro with, I assume he was talking about Rihanna, that's my shorty, Fenty, Rihanna's makeup line. Yeah, so I don't know. I wanted more, though. I felt kind of weird by that. I was vibing again. By the way, beat is dope. I like the beat. It hits you hard. It hits you nice. I can imagine this on a whip. Not on a whip, but in a whip. You listening to, strolling down. They all go really hard on the track. It's really well done. I just liked JS's flow. As I mentioned, he was just speaking truths. That creeping told my girl I was creeping on the low. Damn, you know, I mean, if there's any truth to that, that just sucks on both ends. You have a friend who you probably shouldn't trust. And then again, if you were creeping on the low, that's not good either. But he isn't a deadbeat dad. That is dope. That is awesome. I just like the flow. I like the flow. And just KD is raw just within his lyrics and not caring. JS is raw within his lyrics because he's speaking his truth, but he also enunciates everything really well. So that, I think, is why they both work really well together. they vibe off each other and it works. Dare I say there was influence from UGK here for them. But I really like the vibes on this track. I think it's really well put together. If this is any indication of what we are going to hear on the entire album with Dua Lipa's 2, I am excited. Again, it felt incomplete at the same time. So I feel like there is stuff missing. But at the same time, I do like what I hear. I just wanted to hear more. So this is why I'm also thinking it can be an intro track. Because then we'll be able to hear more with the rest of the album. Again, overanalyzing, that's what I do. And if I would compare it to the Dua Lipa's album, I would say that, one, I think the production, at least on this track, is pretty spot on. I feel better than the production than the first one. Maybe not on all tracks, though, so maybe that's not good to compare. But I do feel that the production is really good on this track. Everything sounds crisp, sounds perfect. And yeah, I enjoyed the track. The beat definitely helped. The beat was nice, and the lyrics were just good. They were suave. They were good. It's a good continuation from their Dua Lipa's album. I feel that it's almost a continuation, so it makes sense that they're calling it Dua Lipa's 2. Verdict time. I liked it. I thought it was good. I liked the beat. It has a very good flow to the entire track. The majority of lines were good. I maybe don't like the Rihanna line. That's my short A, and it kind of ends. But maybe I'm just not liking that part because it was just kind of ending. The wax candle. I like JS's Not a Deadbeat Dad, Creeping on the Low, homage to UGK. Enjoyed all of that. Yeah. Really good track. KD starts it off really well, too. It just sparks off nice. That friend, fucking a friend and fucking again line is going to be in my head all day. JS's flow is nice. Still, final verdict, I like that candle wax line. I really like it because now it's in my head too. Deadbeat Dad is going to be, not a Deadbeat Dad, is going to be in my head as well. If I got to rate the track, because you know I love rating things because that is what I do. I'm going to give this track a 3.8 out of 5. I like this track. I've heard it a few times already and I'm liking it. I'm not bored of it. I like it. The beat still gets me going. Got me to listen to some UGK. So now I'm actually downloading streaming UGK albums to check out if I like them. I didn't know much about Pimp C and Bun B, so that's cool. But yeah, I'm going for 3.8 out of 5. That's my verdict. That is what it is, and that's how it goes, as KD would say. That is all, guys. 3.8 out of 5. Matrix. Dua Lipa's 2 is coming. Check out my next review on some more up-and-comers. The links will be below once I do drop them. Drop it like it's hot. That is all you got. JLB is out. Ciao for now.